Ibu Bey is a genius, and the 9-year-old knows it. Ibu Bey is a genius, and the 9-year-old knows it. How interesting it is, Mr. Candle, that Ibu Bey is a genius, and he knows it. I have watched Ibu Bey and seen how he lives all the years of his life, and he has demonstrated in every way that he has within him the divine genius that every man would like to express. Is that right? This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, hearing them tell me their stories and hearing about wonderful things. And now you tell me all about Ibu Bey. How do you know about Ibu Bey? Well, I know Ibu Bey's mother. I know his aunt. I know his grandmother. I know his father. I know all the people in this world. I know his grandmother and grandfather. I know all the people that he knows. And I have seen him expressing this genius from the beginning. And he expressed this genius from the beginning by having that certain self-confidence within himself, that beingness, that awareness that he is something very wonderful. Not superior to anybody else, but just something very wonderful. And his tendency has been to be a loner. Now, in most children, we try to avoid having them be a loner. Isn't that true, Mr. Candle? Well, not really. We don't try to have people be anything. We watch as what people are, and then we see what they are, and then that's what we know they are. But we have the clarity of our vision to look at anyone and anything in this world and see it very good, and see it wonderful, and see it fantastic. We make this decision for ourselves, and Ibu Bey has made this decision for himself. In every way in his life, he has recognized who and what he was. Now, Ibu Bey has chosen to be a very close friend to Mr. Candle, because Ibu Bey invites Mr. Candle onto his bedside table every night and listens to talks given by Mr. Candle on tape, and hears them and delights in them, and delights in knowing that this is someone who is a special friend of his. And, indeed, I am a special friend of Ibu Bey's. But I am more than a special friend of Ibu Bey's. I am a special friend of every child who puts me on their bedside table and lets my candlelight glow in their life and has a talk with me now and then, sharing with me all the magic of their life. And I'm very happy with that sharing. Now, how do I know the sharing that they want from their heart? How do I know it? Yes, Mr. Candle, how do you know it? Who tells you that? The children are gathered around now, all being interested in hearing the story of Ibu Bey, because each one of these children who have chosen to be with me tonight, each one of these children knows that they are a genius too. That's right, Mr. Candle, we're genius too. You know that, don't you? Of course I know that. That's what Mr. Candle's all about. He knows that everyone is a genius, and everyone is fantastic, and everyone is wonderful, and everyone is magical in every way. Oh, you mean when you're a genius, you're magical too? That's right. When you're a genius, you're magical. Well, why is that, Mr. Candle? Why are you magical when you're a genius? Because when you're a genius, you recognize that you know all things. And you listen to your inner heart to tell you what that all things are all about. And when you listen to your inner heart and you listen to that being that is within you, that's you, that's your real divine self, the answer is always correct. The answer is always fulfilling and rewarding. The answer is always magnificent. And this is what it's all about. Now, why does Ibu Bey think that he's a genius? What has he done that ever showed him off as a genius? Well, for one thing, he created a mommy that recognizes him as a genius. Okay, most mamas do that. He created an auntie that recognizes him as a genius. Well, many children would like that. And he created a grandma who recognizes him as a fantastic boy. No, that's true. But what does that give him any right to saying that he's a genius? Well, everywhere he goes, he gathers around himself the most intelligent people in the universe. He gathers around himself people who are the image of who the genius within himself is. And as he gathers these people around himself, they outpicture the genius that he is. Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds awfully important. That sounds awfully tough to try to do. Can we do that too? Why, sure thing you can. You can do that just Ibuwe, can they do that? Yes, they can. Why do you say they can do that, Ibuwe? Because they are divine just like I am. They are a genius just like I am. They are wonderful just like I am. Oh, that's interesting. And who says that you're wonderful? I do. You do. Well, why can you say that you're wonderful? I'm a genius. And I know that it's true about me. I know that I'm wonderful, and I know that I'm fantastic. I know that I'm magical, and I know that everything I do is fantastic. I know that that's me. But you're only 9 years old. In August, you'll be 10, but the thing is, you're only 9 years old. How can you have that conviction so strong in you, Ibuwe? Mr. Candle was very interested in hearing what Ibuwe had to say. Well, it's like this, Mr. Candle. I have sat with you and been with you every night all of my life. All of my life I have been with you, Mr. Candle. You have been the light of my life. You have been the shining quality of me. That's who I am, Mr. Candle. And I love that. I love that because that is something so special and so fantastic and so good. Ibuwe, for a 9-year-old, you are certainly very full of conviction. Yes, I am, Mr. Candle, and you taught me that. You taught me to like myself. You taught me to look at the world around me and see all those mirrors shining back who I am. And, Mr. Candle, I have looked back. I have looked out and seen all those mirrors, all those people that I created, and they're all shining back and saying, I like Ibuwe, I like Ibuwe, I like Ibuwe, E-B-U-B-E, I like Ibuwe. Ibuwe means God in me, God active in me, God is all I am, God in me. Ibuwe is the greatest name in the world, the greatest thought in the world, the greatest activity in the world, the greatest experience in the world, and I like that. Well, Ibuwe, I must say, you certainly are powerful. You certainly know what you're talking about. That's right, Mr. Candle. You taught me, and I know. And I look at everybody in my world, and I see them good and very good. I look at every experience in my world, and I see it wonderful. Well, Ibuwe, you're full of all sorts of good knowledge here. Where did you get all that knowledge? Well, I got that from talking with you, Mr. Candle. I got that from listening within. After I talked to you and you said, go within for the answer for anything. Go within for the answer for all that is important for you in your life, and you will get it. You will get it. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so wonderful. I love that. I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness, do I love it. And all the boys and girls in the room were sitting around Ibuwe as they were sitting around me, Mr. Candle, and they were looking at me and they were saying, oh, Mr. Candle, you're so wonderful. You do these wonderful things. Are we geniuses too, Mr. Candle? And Mr. Candle said, Ibuwe, are they geniuses? Yes, they are, because they're my reflection, and I'm a genius, and they're a genius. Okay, kids, you need any more answer than that? No, Mr. Candle, that was wonderful. Oh, Mr. Candle, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Now, boys and girls, you see who I see. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming in to drop pixie dust all over you. And as you go to sleep, you'll have beautiful dreams and beautiful thoughts about how wonderful you are. Now, you prepare yourself for your sleep. Now, call your mommy and daddy to come in, give you a hug and a kiss, and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then drop into beautiful sleep as Mr. Sandman sprinkles pixie dust all over you and says, he loves you, just like I. Mr. Candle, say, I love you, until next time. I'll be here to visit you. I love you.